Welcome, everybody. My name is Jenny Friedman. I'm an ADHD coach and the host of the show.
Yeah, we need a lot more people talking about ADHD because it's
invisible.
If you had a pair of glasses that can make you see the invisible, what would ADHD look like?
Wondering right now where your glasses are? You're probably in the right place.
This show has a mission.
Demystify and destigmatize ADHD once and for all.
Stuff isn't rocket science, people. Well, I'd just like to welcome today a friend of mine, an old friend of mine, Dr. Cheryl Berger-Israeloff, who is an optometrist and specializing in binocular vision disorders. How's that for an intro? I think she's an optometrist extraordinaire, but I've known her for a few years. We've used to see each other at charity events, and now you're doing something that I did not realize that you were, it's a new venture for you. So that's why I asked you on the show.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So binocular vision disorders, maybe just tell us a little bit about that to begin with. I mean, I know you told me a little bit, if you'd share it with everybody.
Sure. So a binocular vision disorder is any difficulty that someone has with the way the two eyes are working together. So it's not necessarily that one eye doesn't see clear or the other eye doesn't see clear. It has absolutely can have nothing to do with how clear you actually see, but it's how do those two eyes function together to keep a single clear image together. And that's what a binocular vision disorder is. And it's quite common.
Okay. So I was doing, you had given me some things to read. And I looked up on YouTube also, this vertical heterophoria is a type of binocular vision disorder?
Correct. So vertical heterophoria is an not uncommon, but often undetected binocular vision disorder. And what that is that when the images come on the two retinas and they're not on corresponding points of the retina. So one eye actually sees an image slightly higher than the other. And to compensate for that, the eye muscles are constantly straining to get the images aligned. So typical what a patient with vertical heterophoria will complain about is headaches, eye strain, often misdiagnosed as sinus headaches because they could feel it down under here, and very often dizziness. Mm. And then they're told nobody knows what's wrong with them because no one looked in the right place. So vertical heterophoria is not detected on a standard eye examination.
Oh, so that makes it even more tricky.
Correct. And if you don't know how to look for it and know specifically what tests to do, you're going to miss it.
Oh, so really you could end up going to your eye doctor.
Yep.
And they may not see it.
Right, correct. And adding on top of that, a lot of the common symptoms are not even related to vision. So someone might say, well, I get dizzy all the time and I've gone to an ENT. They say nothing's wrong with me, but no one ever brought up that that dizziness might be because of their eyes.
Right. And I saw one of the comments left on one of the things I was looking at on YouTube. Uh-huh. This person said, I never knew that humans were actually one singular thing, that they thought they were double or triple and that they had two and four arms. And
yeah,
that's wild.
It's fascinating the number of people who walk around seeing it's slightly double or these ghost images, and they thought everybody sees like that. They had no idea that that's not the way that they were supposed to say.
Sure. If that's all you've seen since you were born. So that's one question. Are people born with this?
Yes. So typically you're born with it, or post-traumatic brain injury, even something as mild as a mild concussion can cause the condition or exacerbate a previously existing condition.
Okay.
Really twofold. But we do think that 5 to 10% of the population are just born that way. So these are all the people walking around with, you know, chronic headaches, has a headache every day, just never feels right. Their balance is off. And add on top of that, there is many medications that people take that mess up their eye muscles even worse. So someone who might be a little bit prone to that then goes on some type of medication and it just throws them all over the edge.
You know, that's really interesting because the percent, you're saying 5 to 10%.
Yes.
And that falls also, you know, into the ADHD population is estimated about that.
Right.
And we were talking because, you know, you were saying you're finding that a lot of people that are diagnosed with ADHD also have this condition.
Correct. There's huge, huge overlap. I think it's multi-pronged why there's this big overlap. I think number one, I think it's just the way the eye muscles work together with someone with ADHD. They're just born that way and their muscle just doesn't click together right. That's number one. And on top of that, like I said, the medications that people take, and you just get a whole host of visual problems on top of that. So those medications not only affect the way the eye muscles are working, it also affects how well the lens in the eye can hold the focus, especially for near casts. So you can kind of get this snowball effect. And if that person hasn't been looked at for a binocular vision disorder, they're not going to work up to their optimal level.
Right.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that made a lot of sense to me because, you know, with ADHD, there's this deregulation of the executive functions. Now, I realize that's in a different part of the brain, but there's also a lot of people that have ADHD that also have the type 1 diabetes, which is a deregulation with the insulin, you know, so there's some of these autoimmune diseases.
Right.
You know, so there's something up. I don't claim to know what it is. I mean, I'm not a doctor. You're a doctor, though. So, I mean, so you see this.
Yes, we see this very commonly, and more studies are coming out to help identify those people at younger ages so we can get them to work up to their optimal
It would make levels. A huge difference for a child in school.
Absolutely. You know, 50% of our brain pathways are related to vision. So vision is so much more complicated than just, do I see clearly? We're filtering out information of things moving on the sides of us while we're moving forward to know if we're being steady in space. That's where that whole dizziness comes in too, because when you get this conflicting information and your brain can't filter out the information properly,
right,
doesn't work.
Right, so and that's ADHD.
It doesn't work. That's ADHD. And it's exquisite how we evolved so these systems do work. So you could see how if one little area is kind of thrown off, it could tilt somebody over the edge. And it can make their symptoms and their processing and their learning just all the more difficult.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to have you on today, because just to even get that message out is huge. And then I saw on television, they had this sort of expose about, you know, vision therapy. And it sort of made me angry because their slant on it was that people don't really have ADHD. They just need a little vision therapy. And then your ADHD will magically disappear or, something. I was like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think there is a place for vision therapy. That's not what I do. And how I was taught is that with application of correct prismatic correction, we can get a 70 to 80% reduction of someone's symptoms in one pair of glasses. So something that months of vision therapy would take to achieve that. We could do it with a pair of glasses. So that's number one. Number two, curing or helping that person for their vision to work better might decrease some of their symptoms of ADHD, but it's a chicken and an egg thing. You're not curing right. anything. You're not all of a sudden making someone's brain work a different way by doing a few eye exercises.
Right.
Their eyes are not working together optimally because they have this brain function problem. Like you said, you can't filter out all that external information coming in.
Right.
So
there's actually, you think, people that have ADHD and also have this binocular vision disorder, and then there's people that don't have ADHD but also have the binocular vision disorder.
Correct. And there are people who have ADHD and do not have a binocular vision disorder.
Right.
So
right.
there's, I would say that in that overlap, there's a big overlap of people who have ADHD who do have an undiagnosed binocular vision disorder.
There's
right. huge. And whether that's caused by just how their brains developed or that, like I said, a side effect of a medication that they're on,
right.
we don't know. And we might not know with each individual patient.
Right. So vision therapy is something that you recognize as being helpful for some people, but you... And this is what's so exciting, and your new thing is that you have, I'm understanding that you didn't create this, but tell us your story because it's really exciting.
Yes. So really it's almost to the day 2 years ago, I was reading a journal and it caught my eye of this doctor's specialty practice in Michigan because my daughter was attending University of Michigan and in the corner of this little article, it had the M from University of Michigan because this doctor was doing research with doctors at University of Michigan. So I said, oh, let me read this. So I read this article and it was about this specialty practice treating people with vertical heterophoria and other binocular vision disorders. And I said, boy, that is really interesting. And it had the doctor's email. And I decided to email her that I was interested in learning about this. And fast forward a few months later, and she said, you want to come out to Michigan and be one of the first people in the country that I train in my technique? And I said, okay.
Wow.
And I did it. And so this has started, it started this journey that I'm on, going from having a general practice to now opening up a specialty practice to treat people with vertical heterophoria and other binocular vision disorders, and hopefully in the future be doing that exclusively. So my mentor in Michigan is really a trailblazer in this work, has published in many, many, many journals, brain injury journals, ENT journals, and now she actually did hire someone in her office just to get the word out there, especially to schools, about the link between ADHD, learning disorders, and binocular vision disorders. Because right. we feel that if we can identify these people at a much younger age, we could really help them function and really get through the school system so much easier.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So you are in New York. So you're sort of going to be the East Coast specialty yes. place.
I'm the New York specialty, yep.
Right. And so maybe you could explain a little bit, because we haven't gone into exactly what your medicine is, which I think is the coolest right. thing, because, you know, I do coaching and I'm not big on medicine, especially. Right. I do not poo-poo yeah. it, but I don't deal with it. I'm not a doctor. So, but you...
Right.
you know, coaching doesn't require medicine. I have many clients who do not take ADHD medication, and I have many that do. So it doesn't matter to me. But for you, this is a holistic, natural approach.
Correct. It is. The medicine is literally a pair of glasses that look like anyone's pair of glasses. From the outside, anybody looking in would not know that these are special, what we call visual orthotic devices. They look like a normal pair of glasses, but what they do is have very special and very precise amounts of prisms in them to align the eyes. And what a prism does, it moves the image. So we do special tests to figure out exactly where the images need to get lined up so they're on the same points of the retina in the two eyes. And what happens is when you line that up, now all of a sudden, all the six extraocular eye muscles that control how the two eyes are working together now all of a sudden start relaxing. The signals from the eye muscles to the vestibular system, the inner ear, which it's all connected in the brain, now all of a sudden they're not conflicting. So the two eyes now are working together efficiently. The person stops getting those headaches. The person stops getting dizzy. And a lot of people get such terrible anxiety over these symptoms that now their anxiety gets better. So their medicine becomes literally a pair of glasses.
Wow.
Totally holistic.
I just got goosebumps because I think that's just amazing.
Yeah.
And awesome.
Yes.
And so now if I have binocular visual disorder, I'm seeing ghosts, shadows, or double sort of, and I put on these glasses.
Yep.
It instantly goes to normal?
When we're in the first office visit, we do what's called the prism challenge test. So with the application of the prism where we feel it's for the first pair, it's the appropriate, typically within 20 minutes, the person starts feeling better. When they get their own actual glasses, there is about a week to 2 week adaptation process because now we've taken someone who maybe never really saw in 3D before, and now all of a sudden, we completely changed their perception.
Oh,
so
wow.
Things look, oh my God, things are so clear because they never saw in 3D before. That being said, it's just amazing how someone can get their glasses and then all of a sudden that person who never could step off a curve without feeling like they were going to teeter or fall, now all of a sudden can step across a curve and walk outside and things like that because they just couldn't do it before.
Wow.
And so it is quite miraculous for a lot of people.
Yeah. What's some of the feedback that you've had from your patients?
Patients will actually say, oh my God, wow. They can't believe that they were searching and suffering for so many years and no one could figure out what was wrong with them. I had one woman, young woman, and we're not really sure what brought on her symptoms. And one day she just started getting dizzy and she tripped and fell in the subway. And so she started getting a lot of anxiety about going the subway. And she lives in Staten Island and works in New York City.
Oh, boy.
And she went to every single doctor under the sun. Everybody said to her, there's nothing wrong with you. You have anxiety disorder. And she said, I have anxiety because I'm afraid I'm going to fall. She had learned about just by Googling, learned about my mentor's website. And that's how she got to me. And she is just functioning again. Another patient of mine that came, a patient with ADHD, and this guy was super smart guy, a computer programmer and very, very high functioning on all kinds of meds. And he started just complaining to me about, you know, I never feel right. My head always hurts. Just a lot of the symptoms of a binocular vision disorder, of vertical heterophoria. So I whipped out my little questionnaire and he took it and scored so high, I said to him, I think I can help you. And with this first pair of glasses, when he came back, he said, oh my God, now when I'm looking at my screen, I'm not losing my place. I'm just working so much more efficiently.
So wow. So he was already an eyeglass patient of yours.
Yes. He was a general patient of mine that I hadn't seen in a couple of years. Yep. Just happened to come in. Yep.
Wow. That is so cool that now you have this whole extra, you know, service to provide people. But like, it's just amazing to me that this is something that's been so undetected and new in that sense. Like, it's probably not new.
It's not actually. It was first described in the 1800s, ophthalmologist. And I actually have that quote on my new website. But it was described first then and then kind of lost to the wayside. And especially because a lot of the symptoms aren't necessarily straight out visual,
right?
Not blurry vision. So it was left to the wayside. And then in the 1950s, an optometrist started looking at this again, a Dr. Roy, except his method to diagnose this was a days long process of patching. It was a very intricate process. And it just got lost because nobody was teaching it. No one really believed in it. And what Dr. Feinberg out in Michigan did was develop different tests and instrumentation and a method to figure out how we treat this and making it a realistic way to treat it. But the exam does take a while. It takes about 90 minutes.
Well, okay. I mean, considering people with ADHD going for those kinds of diagnostics, you know, yep. Those take sometimes 3 hours.
Right.
Or a couple visits, depending on the doctor.
Right.
So 90 minutes is nothing.
right. yeah.
So, okay. So they could plan on spending 90 minutes. I know that your location right now is out in Plainview, but you're opening up a whole new thing.
Correct. It's going to be in Garden City. I have a new website up and running.
Give us your information now. I'll obviously write this up in the show notes, but go ahead and tell everybody.
Uh-huh. So the website is www.NVC, Neurovisual Center of NY, NVCOFNY.com.
And you have a blog too.
And I have a blog, and there's a link to the blog from the website. The blog is called The Prism Doc at Blogspot. So there's a link to my blog from my website. Our new phone number is 516-224-4888. We will be opening up in Garden City. Very easy for people to get to from all over the tri-state area. Opening hopefully in August sometime. With all new state-of-the-art equipment, and it'll be really nice welcoming place for people.
Oh, yeah. I think you're going to do fabulous. I mean, I'm certainly going to be promoting your business because I can only imagine, you know, the headaches and the dizziness. I get a lot of clients claiming this. Yes, we think sometimes, you know, it could be due to medicine, but also there's this sleep deregulation.
Uh-huh.
That a lot of them have, and that when they get a lot of rest, they do feel better.
Yeah.
But this could be definitely playing a part.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And they just had no idea.
They had no idea. And typically what happens is people go to their general practitioner and complaining about some of this, and especially people with ADHD, sometimes symptoms like that are brushed off because they're just... oh, well, this person complains about everything and they're brushed off. And if they're not brushed off, they're sent to an ENT who takes a look at their ears and says, well, I don't see anything wrong. They go for MRIs. My typical patient has had an MRI, an MRA, been seen by a neurologist, been seen by an ophthalmologist, been seen by 5 million doctors, and even a standard eye exam. Binocular tests are never done. They're 2020, you're 2020, you're fine.
Right.
And no one tests to see how those two eyes are working together. And what's very interesting, like I said, is a lot of the symptoms are not necessarily blurry vision. That you can't walk across the street, that you don't feel balanced.
Right. And I got to tell you, I mean, it's, you're saying all this and it's coming up for me. A few of my clients, I'm like, I'm going to have to like talk to them about this because would you say that how they, well, now they're going to find you because I say, Dr. Cheryl, you got to go see Dr. Cheryl. But how would they know, let's say that, you know, you live in Missouri.
Yep.
How would they know how to see you or get a hold of you?
Right. So what a lot of people do is they'll go online now because the internet is just such a great resource for people to find help. And they're Googling headache dizziness and maybe they'll get to Vision Specialists of Michigan, my mentor's website, and they'll see. There are like six of us now trained in her technique. Or they'll go to my website because they heard about it here. And on the website, there's a link to a questionnaire. It says on it, take the test. It's a quantified questionnaire that's been studied. It was really compiled over about 7,000 patients. So when the person takes that test, it gets sent to me on an email and I'll score it. And if the score comes up high, that something's wrong, that I do think that person has a binocular vision disorder, they can expect a phone call from me within a couple of days to say,
oh, that's wonderful.
And I think we can help you.
Right. So this questionnaire is right up on your website.
It's right up on my website. Yep.
And that makes it so easy.
Take it and it gets downloaded right to me. There's also a very simple test also to see, say someone's just doesn't feel right. If they say, for instance, their primary symptom is headache. And by the way, each person can be different. Someone can have the exact same problem, but each person's a snowflake. Same way as ADHD.
I was going to say, that's just like ADHD.
Yeah, one person's primary complaint can be one thing, and another person with the exact same thing, it could be something else. But for instance, say this one person, it's I always feel like I have a sinus headache. I always feel pressure here. I always feel pain. On one day, if they rate that 0 to 10, 0 being nothing, 10 being the worst they ever had. Now set a kitchen timer for 5 minutes and cover one eye. Doesn't matter which eye you cover. Cover one eye. At the end of that 5 minutes, give that a score again. If you feel better from covering one eye for 5 minutes, then we know it's because of the way the two eyes are working together.
Right.
You just took away the binocular issue by covering one eye. So right. That's called the 5-minute cover test. And that's a very simple way to determine if you think maybe there's a binocular vision problem.
I know, I'm doing it right now. I guess that would immediately take, that immediately takes away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Binocular vision. So interesting. So fascinating.
Yep.
So I'm just blown away, but I would, so I'm definitely going to give everything in the show notes so people can find you, but is there anything else that you would like people to know before we go?
I think I'd like people to know that number one, I really want to make it clear that this is not found on a standard eye exam. And I also want to educate the public. I'm an OD, I'm an optometrist. A lot of people say, well, I go to an ophthalmologist. An ophthalmologist, a lot of them, they're fabulous. They're surgeons and they're trained in surgery. Mm. Even the ones who specialize in eye turns, they're surgeons. They're not looking at a binocular vision disorder the way an optometrist who is specifically trained to look for this is looking. That being said, every optometrist, it does not look for this. And unless they go to someone who is trained to look specifically for vertical heteroporia, that doctor might never have even heard of vertical heteroporia.
Right, because, so they'll totally miss it.
Right, because honestly, I didn't know anything about it before I read that article about Dr. Feinberg in Michigan and Vision Specialists of Michigan.
Right. So, and you went to school and you got licensed and
that's right.
This is what happens with ADHD too. A lot of doctors, they're doctors, they're real doctors, but they haven't had the continuing education
Yes.
And know as much as we know now about ADHD?
Correct.
Which has been just exponentially, like in just the last couple years.
Right.
The things we know now.
Absolutely. So
if you haven't been keeping up with it, you may be the doctor who doesn't know. And so you're saying that you really want people to know that even if they go for their glasses and their eye exams regularly, they still may have this and their doctor just doesn't know.
And doesn't know how to look for it. Correct.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think what you're doing, and I really appreciate you having me on to just spread the word and to get people to start thinking about their problems, and it could be your eyes. Just spreading that word, and the more people who we get to, the more suffering we can alleviate. And that's really, you know, the name of the game is to reach out to as many people as we can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just gave a whole new meaning to see an ADHD.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thank you so much, Dr. Cheryl, for being on today.
Oh, and thank you, Jenny, for having me.
I'm going to have you on again because you'll have to give an update once you open the new building and have exciting more stories to share.
Yes, I would love to. My pleasure.
All right, great. All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
So now I'd like to take a minute just to thank you guys for rating and reviewing CNADHD, the talk radio show. In iTunes, you've been rating and reviewing it, leaving fabulous feedback. So I thought I'd take a minute and just sort of share some of what people have been saying. Fantastic show, refreshing way to talk about ADHD, spot on, great info and unique, great topics. You guys are making my day. I really, really appreciate your support. And if you haven't yet left your rating and review, please do. Go visit us on iTunes and tell me what you think of the show. Remember, whether you have ADHD yourself or you just live with or love someone else who does, we're all in it together and everybody benefits when we see through the other's eyes.